Hello.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Cassandra, returning your call from Customer Support. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm calling because I see I have a charge on my bill from Cool Tech Electronics for $5.74 and another one for $56.95, and I don't know what that's for.
Okay, ma'am. So I can help you with that account, but I will need your zip code.
53178.
Okay, can I have your first and last name, please?
Cindy Sweet.
Yes, ma'am, I see you're sweet, but it's not Cindy. It could have been somebody else's name.
Well, my husband Randy.
Okay, is in his name. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what it's for, so I don't know.
Okay, hold on,
how
ma'am.
To answer
yes,
these.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna tell you. So, can you? I need you to verify the shipping address.
N6058 County Road F, as in Frank.
Okay.
Sullivan, Wisconsin.
Okay, ma'am. But it's only. I gotta fix it because it don't have your full address. It just got. Only thing it got up here is the. N6058, and then it hops to your city and state.
That's all. Oh, I see.
So I need
to
put the rest of your address correct that.
What is it for, ma'am? Tell me that, please.
Ma'am, I need to correct the address. I'm gonna tell you because you definitely your husband because it's in his name. They have an account. It could have been something y'all ordered, like maybe pay shipping and handling on. And it comes with some type of membership. That might be what it is. So I need to finish.
Well, but we didn't order anything, so that could be part of the problem. What I find awfully interesting is I just went through a dispute for the same kind of thing, which was a $5.96 and a $63.71, and for something apparently saying the same thing that we ordered something and then it automatically signed you up for a membership.
Yes, ma'am.
And we disputed that with the credit card company and we've got our refund on that and now I see I have another one.
Yes, ma'am, because what it is, ma'am, it's not a fraudulent charge. The thing about it, when you purchase the first item, you had to be careful and make sure that you read the terms and conditions. It'd be the little fine print, the little writing, and it'd be under the words, term and condition. You had to click on it and make sure you read that. Because if you don't read the fine print, ma'am, you're going to have another charge coming month after month. So that is what's going on. I see a charge was placed on November the 15th where you or your husband paid $5.74 and it got on here toolbox. So I don't know, did it tell him that he won a toolbox and he paid the $5.74?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. So that's why you had a charge today. Yes, ma'am. It's steaming from that toolbox. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that was all a scam. There is no, he didn't win a toolbox, correct?
Well, I don't see where it was shipped out, so I'm assuming he didn't win. They probably picked somebody else. Yes, ma'am, because I'm not sure they probably picked one person.
Okay, well, I think what needs to happen is this needs to be canceled, and I need to get refunded because this isn't something that we signed up for. So we need to cancel that and then refund these charges.
Well, ma'am, these are valid, so you're not going to get a full refund for these charges, but I can cancel it. Yes, ma'am, I can cancel it.
Please cancel it, and I will dispute it with the credit card company.
First of all, ma'am, what the date? Do you have the date and the charge that you're talking about?
Well, on my credit card statement, I was charged on November 17th and then again on November 19th. 2 days later, they charged me $56.95.
And then the first one was on November. What was the first charge? That's the only thing. Okay, the 19th is showing $56.95. And then the 15th, I have a 15 and 19.
Well, I have the 17th on my credit statement.
And what's the price?
$574.
Oh, okay. It probably, when it got to your bank.
So this is it was a scam. My husband must have saw that, thought he won a toolbox, and he must have somehow, you're saying that because he didn't read something, he signed up for some membership.
Yes, ma'am. It's a monthly, okay. And that's a monthly thing. Yes, ma'am.
That's exactly what happened with this another dispute on this card, but it was for a doorbell camera, supposedly, and it was the same thing. Charge you for shipping, and you sign up for some membership, and they reimbursed me with that, and the charge, I will get a hold of our charge company, and they'll do the same thing, so you might as well just reimburse me for it or go through the hassle with the Better Business Bureau and all the other stuff that'll end up coming up. It's your choice, but I will dispute it. They ended up calling me back, I think, a day after I talked to them on the phone and asked me to please not further my disputing, and they'll refund me the money. So you just let me know what you want to do.
So have you already, if you already disputed this, ma'am, you're going to have
I have
bank.
Not.
Okay.
I have not started a dispute yet. This was I just received my statement, and I see these two charges on there. What I'm saying is this happened with some doorbell camera, supposedly, that was shipped out, the same exact scam.
Okay,
so,
ma'am.
And those are refunded on my charge statement, but yours are new now.
Because you had the counsel, ma'am. Let's say you called in about another charge on the same account. You had to make sure you tell those people to cancel you out. It's not, ma'am. You're going to continue to be charged.
Oh, no. They canceled. I did. I called and canceled. And like I said, they weren't going to refund me either. And then they said they could only – here, I've got my – on this. This isn't your company. This is a different one. Then they said they would only be able to refund me 50%. But it's just a one-time deal, and I have to make up my mind right now. And I said, nope, I will dispute this because this is not what I said. This is a scam that you're getting people to do this. And so then I hung up, and I called the credit card company, and they opened up a dispute. And the next day, this company, this was Top Grade Gadgets, called back and asked if I would please stop the dispute, and they would refund me all my money. So I'll do the same thing with this charge. So you
Hold
have a
on,
choice.
Ma'am. Hold on, ma'am. You can... I'm only following protocol, and I can't tamper with the charges, but this is okay, because that is a valid charge, and I'm sorry, like I said, people don't read the terms and conditions. That's why they have these charges. Now, with this $56.95, ma'am, I can offer you half of that back and cancel the account out.
No, you're going to cancel. I would like to cancel the account, but I will dispute it for my full refund. I'm not going to go with the 50%. So you can just make money off of people that are
I'm not making money, man. I'm just customer support. I'm sorry. I'm just customer
support.
I know.
But the company, whoever your customer support is. because that's exactly what this other place did. 50% off, baby, but you got to do it now, blah, blah, blah. And I ended up getting all my money back. So I imagine after they get so many calls against them, something pops up with the Better Business Bureau or something. I'm not sure how it works, but.
Okay, ma'am, just hold on a minute.
It's interesting that they could even bill me without my full address anyway.
Okay, ma'am, and I apologize for all the misunderstanding or if that information
right.
went unnoticed, but I can refund you your full amount of the $56.95 back, and you should receive that in 3 to 5 business days.
And what about the $5.74? I didn't receive a thing. There's no shipping. Nothing came to my home. So
no.
You might as well
Yes, ma'am. Now, with that, yes, ma'am, since it's a sweepstakes entry, that's not refundable. It's
okay,
not refundable.
Well, then I'll dispute that with the credit card company, and I'll just look for my refund of the $56.95.
Okay, ma'am, do you have anything to write down for your cancellation number?
I do.
Okay. It's C is in Charlie. 262-686-465.
Let me read that back to you. C as in Charlie, 262-886-465.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And I thank you for calling in to customer support.
Okay, and so you're only going to refund the $56.95?
Yes, ma'am, because we can't refund that. Like I said, that's a sweepstakes entry, so it's considered valid. Even though you didn't win the $2, you never get a refund on anything that is a sweepstakes entry. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll just call the credit card company for that then. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Have a good New Year's.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.